Hi, this is Chris Holstrom with Eco Action Partners, and I am here with Allison Gannett. We're so excited to have her coming. She's a world champion free skier, award-winning global cooling consultant, and founder of a couple of nonprofits, including Save Our Snow. And we are, like I said, very excited to have her coming next week. That's Thursday the 13th to Telluride to speak to us about her work on climate change and dust on snow issues, and also to be with us as we screen the Sherpa Cinema film All I Can. So welcome, Allison.
Oh, thanks for having me, Chris. I appreciate it, and I'm excited to come to Telluride.
It's great. So we were just talking. We both have small farms, and you're on your farm today, and I don't suppose there's any snow on the ground there?
We have a little bit of snow in the mountains, but right now I'm planting shallots, which is a little scary for this time of year to be planting shallots in December.
Yeah, I think that's the conversation certainly that's going around in our town, is it's a little bit scary to be this far into December with this little snow on the ground. And I think that was one of the impetuses we had for working with the Nature Conservancy and with Jagged Edge, one of our local gear stores, to bring you to town to talk about this. I think one of the things we wanted to talk about is, you know, what sometimes we're a little town and we're just a few people. So, you know, is there an impact that people like us can have on the big picture of global climate change?
Well, I think it's very important that everybody feels empowered to do their part, because if just a few people make changes in their lives to reduce their carbon footprint, we're not going to get anywhere to save our snow. And I think I've felt a lot more empowered in the last few years because over the last several years, what I've done is calculated my carbon footprint and made different changes in my life to see how far I could reduce my carbon footprint. And lo and behold, I'm amazed. I've been able to cut my carbon footprint in half, still have a great lifestyle, if not maybe even an improved quality of life. And obviously saved a lot of money, because if you cut your carbon footprint in half, you're going to cut your energy use in half. And who doesn't want to put more money in their pocket?
Exactly. We can all use that money for other things that are better. Do you feel like there was one or two things that you did personally that made the biggest difference?
Well, I think when people calculate their carbon footprint, obviously your carbon footprint is going to be different than my carbon footprint. It's going to be different than Al Gore's carbon footprint. Everybody's is going to have different areas that they're high in. So if people can calculate their carbon footprint, it really makes a difference. For me, obviously, with my lifestyle, my highest carbon footprint was my transportation, flying around the world to do ski films or to speak at events or show films. Even my consulting work for climate change made a very significant carbon footprint. And so reducing that was really a decision that I made to just kind of partner up my work and my vacations together to be more conscious about just flying around for no particularly good reason. And, you know, kind of the little things. In Asia, they have a big initiative that has everybody pee before they fly. So it really is a bunch of little things that add up, you know, from doing an energy audit in your home, which I know you're actively involved with there in Telluride with Eco Action Partners, doing the energy audit program with local residents. Having an energy audit on your house is one of the best things you can do, and all the little things like changing your light bulbs and carpooling to the ski area, all those things make a huge difference.
So peeing before you get on the flight, I hadn't thought of that one. That's pretty good. And then do you also offset when since you do have to travel or have to fly for your living, do you offset for your flights as well?
I don't currently. My current thought process is to take any extra money that I have, hopefully through initiatives that I've done in my life, such as reducing my energy use in my home. If I use those energy savings on my electric bill, I like to put those into other initiatives in my house. Like right now I'm in the process of changing all my bulbs to LED light bulbs. And,
that's,
an upfront cost, So instead of putting that money into carbon offsets, I'm actually putting it into carbon reductions.
That's great. Yeah, we've done that, or we've talked about that and had some initiatives here in town as well. That, you know, it was nice when things first came up to be able to offset someplace else, but really we need to offset closer to home and, in fact, in the home. So I think that's a, you know, it's a really good point to take those savings, that take that money and put it directly into savings that are going to show up right in your own energy audit and your own electrical bill.
Exactly.
So any other thoughts before we, again, encourage people to come and see you next week here in Telluride? We're so excited to have you coming. You'll be driving down. Now, there was something I read in your bio about a vehicle that you converted.
Yeah, actually, interesting that you brought that up, because I've had a lot of successes in reducing my carbon footprint, but I actually worked with a team to create a solar-powered plug-in electric SUV in 2005. And after using that vehicle for a year, I calculated the carbon footprint, because I'm a numbers girl. I always want to see if I'm actually reducing my carbon footprint, have I made measurable reductions. And in the case of the car, after I calculated how much of a footprint and energy use to create the car, I actually increased my carbon footprint, depending on how I did the calculations, but somewhere around 350%, I actually increased my carbon footprint. So a lot of times it is the little things that you do every day, like not buying bottled water, eating local chemical-free food. Those are the things that make a lot bigger difference than, you know, buying a Prius, installing electric solar panels. You know, in a perfect world, we do all of the above, but the reality is all of us don't have big budgets.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and I think that really is the message, is that there are things that each and every one of us can do, from very small things to larger things, and it is important to know, to do the math and know the numbers. Again, we are so excited to have you coming next Thursday. We'll be at the Sheridan Opera House. Doors will open at 7 p.m., and this is a collaborative effort with EcoAction Partners, the Nature Conservancy, and Jagged Edge, and we so look forward to seeing you next week.
And I look forward to being there. If anybody hasn't seen the film, All I Can, it's one of the best ski flicks around, and we all want to be inspired and motivated by some great, sick powder shots.
Exactly. I think that was the best pairing we could think of, is to have you with your experience and knowledge, and then to finish off the evening with inspiration and motivation. And then we will have an opportunity after the film to, you know, talk some specifics. But it's a winning combination, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Well, thank you for having me. I can't wait.
All right. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Bye.